Hi, everyone. I'm going to be talking about homeless youth and their social networks and intimate partner violence. Just a quick definition of intimate partner violence to start us off. It's just the use of physical violence, sexual violence, threats, verbal violence in any sort of intimate relationship. This can include intimidation, terrorizing, rulemaking, stalking, isolation. It's a pretty broad definition. Again, like, it doesn't necessarily have to be just physical violence, and it also doesn't necessarily have to be like a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. This could be same-sex relationships, it could be casual relationships, anything that would be considered an intimate relationship. A little bit of background of intimate partner violence within homeless youth. It's frequently experienced. We've found that up to 25% of homeless youth have experienced violence in their relationship in the previous year. And it's also really understudied. The few things that we do know are some risk factors for experiencing IPV within homeless youth. There's evidence that community violence, living in a violent community or exposed to violence within your community, may increase your risk to experience intimate partner violence. Also, depression may increase your risk. But the main risk factor that's been found consistently across homeless youth, and this is consistent with the general youth population, is that childhood maltreatment increases your risk for experiencing IPV in later life, in adolescence, and that's physical abuse, sexual abuse, and neglect. There's lots of consequences that have been found for IPV in the general population. Here is a long list. The big hitters, things that we commonly hear about, is depression, anxiety, PTSD, but also suicidal ideation, unhealthy weight control, cigarette smoking, increased substance use. These consequences have all been found in the general adolescent population. Like I said before, within homeless youth, it's really understudied. But we have found that the homeless youth experience violence have higher levels of PTSD, higher levels of current depression, and also increased HIV risk behaviors, which is multiple concurrent sexual partners, engaging in exchange sex, and not using condoms. So the limitations of previous research within IPV and homeless youth is that there's really kind of a lack of consistent measures of how people are measuring partner violence within the sample, or a limited measure, a simple yes-no question: did you experience violence in the past year, yes or no? And oftentimes they only assess victimization, so they kind of not considering perpetration of violence. And there's been use of small sample sizes, or only sampling rural homeless youth, or only sampling homeless youth that are in shelters, which again kind of limits. There could be actual limits on the type of relationships that homeless youth can have. If they're staying in shelters and they can't have a boyfriend, girlfriend visit them and whatnot. So the current study, we're interested in the experience of intimate partner violence among homeless youth and how this potentially relates to their social network. So that was our basic research question. What is the effect of intimate partner violence or in the social network within the sample of homeless youth? So the sample was 386 youth recruited in November and January of 2012 at two different drop-in agencies in Los Angeles. The study occurred in two parts. The first part was the self-report survey, where the youth reported up to like 200 questions about basic demographic stuff and then behavioral and health information. And the second part was the social network interview, and I will describe that a little bit more. So for a social network interview, the youth were prompted, they sat down with an interviewee, and they were asked to think about everyone that they've interacted with in the past 30 days. And this could include friends, acquaintances, case managers, people, employees, coworkers, and we were also asking not only just face-to-face communication, but it could be online or cell phone and text message. So kind of this non-face-to-face communication. Here's just a little example of how we collected the social network data. So again, the youth were prompted to tell us who they talked to in the past 30 days, and then we took all, after they gave us all the information, we took a bunch of information regarding those, the people that they named, such as the relationship length and the relationship type. And this is just a screenshot of the app that we used within an iPad. So they were sitting with an interviewer and as they were inputting the data about the people that they named. So, and then after we collected all the information of everyone that they named, their names popped up on the screen, and you can see here we asked various questions regarding every person they named. So, like, who do you talk to at least once per week? Who do you do drugs with? Who is supportive of you? Those are, and then after that, we asked who within your network does each person know? So, who does John Jay know? And they were able to choose within everyone that they named who actually knows each other within it. So, this is how we collected our social network data. So, creating the model, we wanted to know how their social network is affected by the experience of ITV. So we had a couple of different measures of their social network, and then we also put in some demographic control variables from previous research, and then also childhood trauma, since that has been linked with the experience of ITV. This is an example of what we did. So our social network variables that we're interested in looking at is the total number of friends that the youth had, the total number of street friends and home-based friends, and then I was interested in gender. So gender, the total number of male friends is what we picked. Street friends, these are people they know from after they became homeless, and then home-based friends, these are people that they knew from before they became homeless. We included physical, sexual abuse, and witness of family violence, and then our measure for ITV is, in the past 12 months, did your boyfriend, girlfriend ever hit, slap, physically hurt you on purpose? And then we included sexual orientation, race, ethnicity, age, and time homeless. Here's our descriptive statistics of our sample. I'll kind of go, there's a lot of numbers up there, and I'll summarize this up. And then we also did chi-score tests to see if there were any differences between males and females for the different forms of abuse. And we found that there actually were no differences for males and females in experiences of abuse, except for females experience 10 times more childhood sexual abuse. But between IPV, witness of family violence, and physical abuse, all the youth had kind of the same level of experience of those. There were also, this shows that the females and males, they had the same number, that same average number of alters, number of friends, home-based friends, street friends, and male friends. So the sample was approximately 21 years old. They had spent about 2.5 years homeless on average. Our sample was primarily male, 75% male, primarily white, and primarily heterosexual. 1/4 of the youth had experienced ITV in the previous year. 45% had experienced child abuse growing up, and 40% had witnessed family violence. And then again, females were more likely to experience sexual abuse in their childhood, and that was 40% females and 20 compared to 22% of the males. So all around, some high rates of trauma within the sample. So in our, we did a multivariate regression models, ordinary least squared regression models, and there were 8 models total. So for each of our outcome variables, which again were those 4 social network variables, then we stratified the models, the sample, into females versus males to see if we could see differences in these effects across the two genders. Here are our results. I will kind of skip through this stuff, these numbers, and I have a summary. So for friends, the total number of friends, females that experienced ITV had more friends than females that hadn't experienced ITV. Also, females that witnessed family violence had more friends. Males that had spent more time on the streets had more friends. And then in kind of a reversed trend, females that experienced sexual abuse had less friends than females that hadn't experienced sexual abuse. And then older males also had less total number of friends. And then looking at specific gender friends, females that experienced ITV had a greater number of male friends. And then also, kind of along the same lines, females that witnessed family violence had more male friends. Older females had more male friends, along with white females. And males that spent more time on the streets had more male friends. And then females that experienced sexual abuse had less male friends. And then home-based friends, there was no relationship to intimate partner violence, but females that experienced more time on the streets had less home-based friends. Older males, less home-based friends. Older females had more home-based friends. Males that were on the streets for longer had more home-based friends. Females that experienced sexual abuse had less home-based friends. And then street friends, these are friends that you had from after you became homeless. White females had more street friends. White males had more street friends, and males that spent more time on the streets had more street friends. So kind of the big things that we were interested in here was really the impact of ITV on your social network. So the trend that we found is that really for females, there was no relationship of ITV on male social networks. But for females, what we saw is that it actually increased the number of friends that they had, and more specifically, the number of male friends. And this was kind of showed the same trend as witnessing family violence when you were a youth as well. And then what was interesting is that for females that experienced sexual abuse, there was kind of a different effect. They actually have less friends. And this was actually a little bit not what was expected when we came into the study. We were expecting that maybe people that experienced ITV were going to be having less friends overall. But again, this we saw kind of the reverse thing that was happening. So we were thinking that females that are in maybe a male-dominated network may have increased likelihood of victimization, possibly by increasing your exposure, because we saw this females are in a network with more male friends, that this might actually increase your interaction with males, which would increase your risk for being exposed to potentially perpetrating males. And then also the witness of family violence, since we kind of saw the similar trend, there's maybe an idea that the witness of family violence may contribute to a female entering a more male-dense network. And then later, this may impact your experience of ICV. And females, again, that experience sexual abuse during childhood may have fewer male friends and fewer friendships. Oh, this may be a result of having fewer friendships overall and maybe being more isolated. So there has been some theorizing that females that, or people that experience sexual abuse may limit their relationships because they are less trusting and things of that nature. But overall, although the results are really interesting, there's probably more questions and more ways to go with this than we more questions that we have to look at in the future. So limitations, again, pretty standard. It was cross-sectional data. We can't really tell what if the big question here is if ITV is causing homeless youth to enter certain networks, or if their network is maybe increasing their risk for ITV. For the time ordering of the way that we collected the questions, ITV was measured over the past 12 months, and the social network was measured within the past 30 days, so it made sense to think of ITV as impacting your social network for this particular model. But I think that we really can think of these things interacting with each other in both ways. It's probably a little of both is happening, that ITV is impacting your network as well as your network may be increasing your risk for experiencing ITV. It was a non-probability sample, so this sample can really probably only be generalizable to Los Angeles homeless youth that were accessing services. And then again, issue and time ordering, this is what I talked about, that we kind of are unclear whether or not what exactly may be causing the other or happening first. But most likely they're working together, interacting together. And then kind of what I brought up before I started the presentation, that a lot of studies on ITV have a really limited measure of actual violence, and that was kind of true with our study. We just asked, did your boyfriend, girlfriend hit, slap, punch you? So again, we weren't really asking. We didn't get any measure of perpetration, we didn't get any measure of really, you know, there was a possibility we could be missing verbal abuse or kind of a sexual coercion or other types of abuse and potentially other types of relationships. So future networks or future research is kind of looking at how potentially the networks moderate the health and behavior consequences. We saw kind of this trend that was happening with witnessing family violence kind of may lead to a certain network, which again may could possibly lead to experiencing IPV, since there is kind of, since there has been found this very strong relationship with witnessing family violence to experiencing IPV later, maybe somehow networks are involved in moderating that that relationship. And again, what I talked about is that the measure of IPV was very limited on what type of a relationship. It was boyfriend-girlfriend, so maybe this is thinking about what kind of alternative relationships could really be conceptualized within this population and how that may impact or how that affects your networks and whatnot. And again, we're still kind of researching, finding out what are the consequences of IPV within homeless youth. The research within this population is still pretty limited. And more questions would be, how is the frequency and severity of violence really affecting your network? Originally, we kind of hypothesized that someone that was experiencing a very severe and frequent violence would be isolated overall from a network and have very small networks, because that's been known to be like a tactic of perpetrators of violence is using isolation. But that's not what we saw. So, but maybe if we had a way to assess different types of severity and frequency of violence, that might be something that we could look into further. I think that's it. Thank you. Does anyone have any questions? Or would you like any questions?